The budget that will be adopted by the legislature is largely unchanged from what the governor initially proposed. That's partly because some of the more controversial budget items, like pension reform, were settled separately earlier in the month. Still, some compromises were made. Cuomo had wanted to include health exchanges in the budget, required under the Federal Health Care Reform Act, but Senate Republicans said they wanted to wait for a ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court on whether the law is constitutional. The court was hearing the case as the budget talks wound down. As the budget deal neared completion, Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelo said the health exchanges would not be in the final spending plan.
It won't be part of the budget.
Governor Cuomo, speaking before the final budget agreement, said he's considering an executive order instead.
I would prefer to do it by legislation, but if not, one of the options is the executive order.
The governor also made concessions on a plan to earmark $250 million out of a promised 4% increase in school aid to competitive grants. He ultimately agreed that just $50 million out of a total of $800 million in additional school aid would be awarded competitively. And Cuomo also modified a controversial proposal. Lawmakers feared it would permit the governor to move funds around from agency to agency without their permission. The governor's budget director, Robert Megna, had testified before a legislative hearing that the language was only intended to permit the Cuomo administration to better coordinate back-office information technology. In the end, Cuomo's office clarified the language, and Assembly Speaker Silver and Senate Leader Skelo say they are now satisfied.
That includes back office operations, IT only.
Certainly, I believe the role of the legislature has been protected.
Right. No programmatic transfers.
So it specifically says what can be transferred.
Correct.
Yes.
Lawmakers also gave up some provisions that they had sought. Assembly Speaker Silver wanted to raise the state's minimum wage, but the governor and Senate Republicans objected. Silver now says he'll pursue that issue during the remainder of the session. The Senate GOP gave up provisions for some new tax breaks for small businesses. The state's controller, an ally of Assembly Speaker Silver, lost his right to pre-audit some state contracts in the budget. Cuomo had sought the elimination of the pre-audit, saying they delayed contracts unnecessarily, and Assembly Democrats ultimately conceded that to the governor. Speaker Silver says the change does not impede the controller from conducting the majority of his audits, which occur after contracts are signed.
It was a compromise that was made, and again, controller has complete audit powers as he has now.
Controller Tom DiNapoli, in a statement, says the elimination of the pre-audits erodes accountability and transparency in government. Cuomo and legislative leaders agreed to set up two new boards that include many compromises. One will oversee the distribution of infrastructure projects as part of the New York Works Task Force. The 15-member board will be dominated by gubernatorial appointees, but the majority party legislative leaders will each get to appoint two members each to that board. Legislative leaders had sought greater input into the distribution of the infrastructure projects. And the governor will also control a board set up to regulate the expansion of gambling in New York. Cuomo will get 5 of 7 appointees, with the Assembly and Senate allowed 1 appointment each. If the budget is completed on time, or even early, as legislative leaders are predicting, then lawmakers and the governor will all be winners. They'll prove they can work together and get a spending plan enacted in an orderly manner for 2 years in a row. But first, they'll have to pass all of the budget bills that they say they've now agreed upon. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.